Playing 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, noughties, in-betweenies and teenies. It's the All Decades Decade Breakfast. Only on Dodge Radio. Bonnie Tyler to Billy Joel. This is 80s at 8 on the Decade Breakfast on Dodge Radio. Let's get Christmassy on Dodge Radio. Whether it's playing a Christmas classic or a festive favourite, we've got it sorted.
We waited all through the year for the day.
Good morning, everybody. And welcome to the show. It is the 80s at 8. Hello. Thanks to Sid finally having a break after this last few hours. Big thanks to him. I'm sure you will catch him later on at some point. But you know what? It's time for this now. Welcome, 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 everyone. And we can roll out them festive songs, because do you know what? It is Christmas Eve. How are we all doing today? Oh, yes. If you're like me, it's your final day at work, so hope it all goes well for you today. We finish at 1, hopefully you do too. Well, I guess it depends what industry you're in, doesn't it? But you might be one of them lucky people that is not working at all, and if you are, well, hello to me. Well, hello to me, because you're probably in bed still, I'm guessing. If you're not, you're crazy. I wouldn't be up. I wouldn't be up if it was me at this time. Well, not by choice anyway. Anyway, happy Christmas Eve to you all. It is, of course, the 24th of December. It's 2021. And it's me. Hello, Dan Owen. You would have heard me. I came off the air less than a few hours ago, actually. Well, precisely about 14 hours ago. And you've got me again. What a shame. Anyway, great truck there. Never heard that one. Again, we play things here on Dodge that you haven't heard before. And that one was one of them. That was Bryan Adams and Christmas Time. Hope you enjoyed that. That was a very short Christmas bed. So, if you want to interact with the show today, you can. It's dan@dodgeradio.net. And you can text as well, 07520-633-996. That's 07520-633-996. You can also tweet me at Dodge Radio or at Crazy Dancer. We've got some obscure hits, we've got some good songs that you know, but a variety of things come up tonight, so I hope you're going to, well, this tonight, what? This morning, so I hope you're going to enjoy them. And one of them is a version of Santa Baby that I'd never heard before until I compiled this playlist, actually. And it's not the Kylie version. It is Madonna's take on it. Here's Madonna and Santa Baby.
Santa Baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa Baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa Baby, an outer space convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa Baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year, I could be oh so good if you'll check off my Christmas list. Ba-do-ba-do, Santa honey, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. I've been an angel all year, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, there's one thing I really do need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your ex on the line, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany's. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Ba-doo, ba-doo, Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean a phone, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight.
Dan Owen on Dodge Radio.
The child is a king, the carolers sing, the old is past, there's a new beginning. Dreams of Santa, dreams of snow. Fingers numb, faces aglow. It's Christmas time, mistletoe and wine. Children singing Christian rhyme, with logs on the fire and gifts on the tree. A time to rejoice in the good that we see. A time for living, a time for believing, a time for trusting, not deceiving. Love and laughter and joy ever after, ours for the taking, just follow the Master.
So we're talking about. That's better. Might want to turn that off. We were just talking there about how someone sung that song. But I don't know. Is that a woman though, or is that a man with a high voice? Is it like an Alid Jones, Hannah? We're walking in the air.
Okay, yeah, never do that
we're
again.
We're walking in a moonlit sky.
I don't know. It did sound like a woman. But that's the first time I've heard the official song. So, yeah.
Ah. But yes, that one there.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah. You don't get an introduction on the show anymore, honey.
Okay.
You don't, because you're just part of the furniture, you know?
Okay.
I mean, I haven't quite decided.
Dan Owen on Dodge Radio.
Yeah, I haven't quite decided if that's a good thing or a bad thing yet, but anyway. Welcome guys, good morning. Cliff Richard there and Mistletoe and Wine. Before that, we heard Madonna's version of Santa Baby, which actually Hannah's heard and I haven't, so there is a novelty. But yes, we will continue along with the songs. And next, we are going to have a bit of Dolly Parton. And she is having a hard candy Christmas.
Good everyone, this is Ray, and I am just dropping in to wish you all a wonderful, safe, and blessed Christmas, and of course, all the best for next year. And don't forget, of course, to keep dodging the world and enjoying the Christmas music and the food and the drinks. Don't forget to share the drinks, especially where I'm passing.
It's Christmas.
Dan Owen on Dodge Radio.
Baby, please come on. deck the halls, but it's not like Christmas at all. I remember when you were here.
You too, Christmas Baby, Please Come Home. Dodge Radio, Dodge the World, enjoy the music. And it is, of course, Dodge Radio, Dodge the World, and Enjoy Christmas. Before that, we heard a bit of Dolly Parton and Hard Candy.
Right.
I apologize.
Now that that's fixed.
Hannah broke the mic.
Yeah, well, we'll let him get... We will let him think that. Anyway, the numbers game is something that I only kind of figured out 2 years ago. If you see random people posting numbers followed by statements about other people on Twitter, you can send that person a random number, and to keep the anonymity, the person will say... So, for example, if I were to do it with someone, I would say, I would send them a DM with something like maybe just like 100, like I just did. And then somebody could post 100 and then how they feel, but nobody would know it was about me except me. So it's just kind of, it's weird, but a lot of people do it.
Alright, okay, you're doing it.
Yep.
Is it a Christmas thing?
It's the end of the year thing. Every year. Around Christmas, New Year's, we all do it.
That is cool. Right, well, there we go. She just left the microphone on the floor. Like, silly.
It's better than picking it up and almost breaking it.
I'm
gonna beat him in a minute.
Anyway. We'll ignore her and we'll carry on with the songs. I apologize, guys, for that, you know, that noise in the background. Anyway, we are going to have a hazy shade of winker now. A hazy shade of winker? What? A hazy shade of winter and the Bangles.
Dodge Radio.
Dodge the world.
Enjoy the music.
Leaves are brown, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter.
that you can feel them again. Look around.
This is 80s at 8 on the Decade Breakfast on Dodge Radio.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish it.
This is 80s at 8 on the Decade Breakfast on Dodge Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Dodge Radio.
Dodge the world.
Enjoy the music.
He was her man, she was his wife. And late one winter night, he knelt by her as she gave birth. But it wasn't his child. It wasn't his child. Yet still he took him as his own. And as he watched him grow, it brought him joy. He loved that boy. But it wasn't his child. It wasn't his child. But like a father, he was strong and kind and good. And I believe he did his best. Well, it wasn't easy for him, but he did all he could. This son was different from the rest. It wasn't his child. It wasn't his child. And when the boy became a man, he took his father's hand, and soon the world would all know why. It wasn't his child. It wasn't his child. And like his father, he was strong and kind and good. And I believe he did his best. Well, it wasn't easy for him, but he did all he could. He grew up with his hands in wood, and he died with his hands in wood. He was God's child.
was God's child. He was her man, she was his wife. Late one winter night, he knelt by her as she gave birth. But it wasn't his child, he was God's child.
Sawyer Brown, It Wasn't His Child. Dodge Radio, Dodge the World, enjoy the music. Bit of a quadruple play there. Before that, we heard a bit of... what did we hear? Yeah, Run DMC. Never really been a fan of that, if I'm honest. Christmas in Hollis. And before that, we heard fantastic track, Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas. What a great tune. I think that has got to be my favourite song of all time for the 80s. Actually, the Africa one might be. We're going to play that. We Are the World, We Are Africa. I'm sure that was released in the 80s. So we're going to try and play that in a minute because that's a good song. Kicking off that set, we heard a bit of The Bangles and Hazy Shade of Winter. Right then, well, I hope your morning's going good. Feel free to get in touch and let me know how your day's going. What have you got planned today? Have you got last minute shopping, guys? Come on, let's be honest. Have you got last minute shopping you need to cram in today? Or is it just to chill out with Christmas movies, Christmas Eve? Or are you at work? Get in touch and let me know. Right, we'll continue then with our next track then. And let's have this song. This is a great track. Christmas Countdown. Who remembers this?
Day 1. Dear Nola, thank you very much for your lovely present of a partridge in a pear tree. We're getting the hang of feeding the partridge now, although it was difficult at first to win its confidence. It bit the mother rather badly in the hand. But they're good friends now, and we're keeping the pear tree indoors in a bucket. Thank you again. Yours affectionately, Gubnet O'Lonacy. Day 2. Dear Nola, I cannot tell you how surprised we were to hear from you so soon again and to receive your lovely present of 2 turtle doves. You really are too kind. At first, the partridge was very jealous and suspicious of the doves, and they had a terrible row on the night the doves arrived. We had to send for the vet. But the birds are okay again and the stitches is due to come out in a week or two. The vet's bill was £8, but the mother is over her annoyance now, and the doves and the partridge are watching the telly from the pear tree as I write. Yours ever, Gubnet. Day 3. Dear Nola, we must be foremost in your thoughts. I had only posted my letter when the 3 French hens arrived. There was another sort out between the hens and the doves, who sided with the partridge, and the vet had to be sent for again. The mother was raging because the bill was £16 this time, but she has almost cooled down. However, the fact that the birds' droppings keep falling down on her hair while she's watching the telly doesn't help matters. Thanking you for your kindness, I remain your Gubnet. Day 4. Dear Nola, you mustn't have received my last letter when you were sending us the 4 calling birds. There was pandemonium in the pear tree again last night, and the vet's bill was £32. The mother is on sedation as I write. I know you meant no harm, and remain your close friend, Gubnet. Day 5. Nola, your generosity knows no bounds. 5 gold rings. When the parcel arrived, I was scared stiff that it might be more birds, because the smell in the living room is atrocious. However, I don't want to seem ungrateful for the beautiful rings. Your affectionate friend, Gubnet. Day 6. Nola, what are you trying to do to us? It isn't that we don't appreciate your generosity, but the 6 geese have not alone nearly murdered the calling birds, but they laid their eggs on top of the vet's head from the pear tree, and his bill was £68 in cash. My mother is munching 60 grains of Valium a day and talking to herself in a most alarming way. You must keep your feelings for me in check, Gubnet. Day 7. Nola, we are not amused by your little joke. 7 swans a-swimming is a most romantic idea, but not in the bath of a private house. We cannot use the bathroom now because they have gone completely savage and rush the door every time we try to enter. If things go on this way, the mother and I will smell as bad as the living room carpet. Please lay off. It is not fair, Gubnet. Day 8. Nola,
Who the hell do you think gave you the right to send 8 hefty maids of milk in here to eat us out of house and home? Their cattle is all over the front lawn and has trampled the hill over the mother's rose beds. The swans invaded the living room in a sneak attack, and the ensuing battle between them and the calling birds, turtle doves, French hens and partridge made the battle of the Somme seem like Wanderley Wagon. The mother is on a bottle of whiskey a day, as well as the 60 grains of Valium. I'm very annoyed with you, Governor. Day 9. Listen, you louser. There's enough pandemonium in this place night and day without 9 drummers drumming. While the 8 flaming maids of milking is beating me poor old alcoholic mother out of her own kitchen and gobbling everything in sight. I'm warning you, you're making an enemy of me, Governor. Day 10. Listen, manure face. I hope you will be haunted by the strains of the tin pipers piping which has sent to torment us last night. They were aided in their evil work by those maniac drummers, and it wasn't a pleasant sight to look out the window and see 8 hefty maids a-milking, pogoing round with the ensuing punk rock uproar. My mother has just finished her 3rd bottle of whiskey on top of 124 grains of Valium. You'll get yours, Governor O'Lunacy. Day 11. You have scandalised my mother, you dirty Jezebel. It was bad enough to have 8 maids a-milking dancing to punk music on the front lawn, but they've now been joined by your friends, the 11 lords a-leaping, and the antics of the whole lot of them would leave the most decadent days of the Roman Empire looking like outlook. I'll get you yet, you old bag. Day 12. Listen, slurry head, you have ruined our lives. The 12 maidens dancing turned up last night and beat the living daylights out of the 8 maids a-milking because they found them carrying on with the 11 lords a-leaping. Meanwhile, the swans got out of the living room where they'd been hiding since the big battle and savaged hell out of the lords and all the maids. There were 8 ambulances here last night and the local civil defence as well. The mother is in a home for the bewildered and I'm sitting here up to me neck in birds' droppings, empty whiskey and Valium bottles, birds' blood and feathers, where the flaming cows eats the leaves off the pear tree. I'm a broken man. Come to show alone and say,
So, your reaction to that, Hannah?
I'm scarred. But I liked it, I think.
Hannah's never heard that song before.
Never heard that song.
What a great song. Frankie Kelly and the Christmas Countdown. So hopefully you're not going to have that on your 12 Days of Christmas, because that would be a very, very messy Christmas. Anyway,
that better not be my Christmas gift, just saying.
Yeah, all 12
you'll
of them.
You'll get all the swans in your face.
Anyway, time for some soppiness now, because it's time for Billy Squire. And this one, Christmas is the time I say I love you. How sweet.
Christmas is the time to say I love you. Share the joys of laughter and the tears. Christmas is the time to say I love you. And the fear that lasts all through the year. I'm gonna call it.
The chimney from Harlem to Bill.
Oh my god, this show is absolutely flowing by. We have got our penultimate song now, with just 10 minutes to go of the show, guys. Hope you've enjoyed it. And this one is Slade. We all join hands.
I remember the time when I saw you.
You know, it's what Christmas is all about, isn't it? Joining hands together and being together with the people that you love. It's Dodge Radio, Dodge the World, and enjoy the music. And that just about concludes the 80s at 8. But you thought you'd got rid of me. You thought you'd got rid of me. How wrong are you? We have the 90s at 9 coming up very shortly. Indeed, they will be coming up after the news at 9 o'clock. But I did promise you that we will get to our final track. And I did promise you this. USA for Africa. Love this track. We Are the World. Enjoy it. This is a great track. It's Dodge Radio. See you after the news on the other side. Guys, it's Dodge Radio, Dodge the World. Enjoy the music.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can't go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change.
We are all a part of great big family,
and the truth, you know, love is all we
must lend a helping hand.